You're listening to a podcast service of Ecclesia Baptist Church in Fairview, North Carolina. You can visit us on the web at www.ecclesiabaptist.org.
This week, Ecclesia was blessed to have three visitors joining us that are connected to our partnership with the Fraternity of Baptists in Cuba. They each took an opportunity to bring greetings and share a brief testimony as part of our Sunday morning worship.
Okay.
Que el Dios de la vida les continúe bendiciendo en esta mañana donde todos y todas podemos celebrar juntos en armonía.
What a blessing it is to be among God's people sharing with one another in harmony.
Uh-huh. Quisiera compartir un pequeño testimonio.
I want to share a short testimony with you all.
Donde he experimentado la manifestación de Dios en mi vida.
Where I've experienced God in my life.
Dios se manifiesta en la vida y en la historia del pueblo.
God has been manifested in all of history and in many places.
También lo experimentamos en las acciones que en nuestra propia vida.
And we've experienced God in our own lives.
Decimos que es un Dios creador.
We say that God is a God of power, a creator. We say that our God is our creator.
De poder, vida, amor, justicia, paz.
A God of power, of peace, and justice, and love.
Salvación.
And salvation.
Porque así lo hemos sentido en nuestra relación con Jesús.
Because we felt God in our relationship with Jesus.
Y que nos ha llevado a comprender el ministerio de Dios.
And Jesus has brought us to the understanding of what ministry is, what God's work is about.
Hoy nos encontramos en un tiempo de grandes transformaciones y cambios.
And so today we encounter God in a time of great transformation and changes.
La experiencia con Jesús nos llama, o me llama a vivir.
My experience with Jesus has called me to live.
De manera consciente y responsable.
To be conscious and responsible.
Abierta a Dios.
And open to God.
Y dejándome interpelar por la justicia y el amor.
And that I will work alongside for justice and love.
Como principios normativos de vida.
As my main rule of living, my main rule of life.
Esta manera de vivir la fe.
This manner of living in faith.
Son el fruto de una relación personal con Jesús.
Is the fruit of having a personal relationship with Jesus.
Puedo decir que su manifestación en mi vida.
I can say that Jesus' manifestation in my life
se ha hecho visible,
has become visible,
ayudándonos constantemente a revisar y actualizar,
to keep me constantly refining and acting
la imagen de Dios,
acting and following the image of God,
y hacia todo lo que me rodea,
to be more sensitive to all that is around me.
En una relación armoniosa con la creación.
To make me in a harmonious relationship with all of creation.
Asumiendo sin miedos.
And knowing with no fear.
Los desafíos de vivir.
Or being able to face without fear the challenges of life.
El hoy con un cercano y profundo amor.
With the certainty of a profound love.
El amor como el centro del evangelio.
And this love is the whole center of the gospel.
Y para terminar quisiera dejarlos con una pequeña interrogante.
And so I'm going to finish up with one more thing.
Muchas veces nosotros como cristianos y cristianas escogemos quién va a ser nuestro prójimo.
Sometimes as Christian we like to pick out our neighbors.
Como el camino más fácil.
So the easy way.
Sabiendo que el camino más difícil es aquello que no conocemos.
But the harder way are the neighbors we don't pick ourselves.
Quiere decir que para ser cristianos y cristianas hoy,
so today, in order to be Christian,
no es un camino fácil.
It's not an easy path.
Pero no es imposible.
But it's not impossible.
Así que hoy estamos llamados a eso, a abrirnos a lo desconocido.
And so we are called to be open to the stranger, to people we don't know.
Y que podamos hacer nuestras el verdadero evangelio que es el amor.
And so we can live out the true gospel of love.
Que el Dios de la vida pues nos continúe bendiciendo en esta mañana.
And may God continue to bless all of us this morning.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Mi nombre es Samuel.
I'm Samuel.
Y soy de una iglesia en La Habana.
And I'm from a church in Havana.
Una de las iglesias históricas de la Fraternidad de Iglesias Bautistas de Cuba.
It's a historical church in the fraternity of Baptist churches in Cuba.
He venido hacia ustedes con el deseo de conocer cómo camina su vida cristiana.
And so we're all here to know how you are living your Christian life here.
Durante estos días he sentido muchísimo la presencia de Dios.
And in, during my time I've felt very much the presence of God.
Me han pedido que hable sobre mi experiencia en estos años de hermanamiento.
And so I'm going to share a little bit about our sister church relationships.
Y quisiera compartirlos con ustedes a manera de testimonio.
And share also a short testimony with you all as well.
Cuando éramos niños en nuestra generación.
My generation, when we were children.
Tengo 36 años ahora.
I'm 36 years old right now.
Nos habían enseñado, nos enseñaron.
They taught us.
A repudiar a nuestros enemigos.
To be vigilant of our enemies.
Nos enseñaron a estar siempre atentos a los movimientos de nuestro enemigo.
So we should always be wary and watchful of what our enemies are doing.
Yo por respeto hoy no voy a decir quién es mi enemigo. Por respeto no voy a decir quién es mi enemigo.
And so,
por respeto.
For respect, I can't say who my enemies are.
Uh-huh. Sí.
Okay.
No voy a decir quién es mi enemigo hoy.
Okay, but today I can't say who are my enemies today.
Todos sabemos quién es nuestro enemigo.
I'm blank.
Para el cubano, el enemigo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
But today he can't say that anymore. Mm-hmm. Because. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Porque cuando éramos niños nos enseñaron que íbamos a recibir una agresión de los Estados Unidos.
So we were going to receive an
Estados Unidos. Agresión.
We were taught that the United States was going to invade us and be very aggressive mm-hmm. toward us.
Por lo tanto, de niño, siempre la imagen era cuando llegarán.
And so when I was
agresión.
A little kid, we were always waiting for them to invade.
Pero yo nací en un hogar cristiano.
But I was born in a Christian home.
Gracias a Dios, el amor siempre estuvo ahí presente.
And so thankfully, thanks to God, love was always in our home.
En la década de los 90, por primera vez, la iglesia donde era niño.
And so in the years of the 1990s, when I was a little kid in church.
Recibió un hermanamiento con una iglesia de los Estados Unidos.
We received a visit from a sister church in the United States.
Mi visión del enemigo cambió.
And my vision of who my enemies were changed.
El rostro de cada una de las personas que nos visitaban cada año era el rostro de amor.
The face of those people who visited us was a face of love.
Así muchos niños en mi congregación recibieron de ese amor durante tantos años.
And so every year, the children of our church have received visits of love like that.
Mi testimonio y mi conversión es la siguiente.
And so my testimony, my conversion is.
El amor de Dios es necesario predicarlo a toda persona.
The love of God has to be preached to every person.
Olvidar las diferencias de los gobiernos.
We should forget the government's differences.
Y crear puentes de amor.
And we should create bridges of love.
El Señor está también con aquellos niños que están mirando nuestra actitud.
And so God is watching how these children grow, looking at one another.
Y nosotros estamos enseñándoles a realizar puentes de amor entre las naciones.
And so we are teaching our children to build bridges of love.
Que el Señor les continúe bendiciendo y que le des palabra de vida para las demás personas.
And so may this continue because this is a word of life.
Amén.
Amén. Okay. And Orquídea.
Buenos días a todos.
Good morning to everybody.
Y quiero dar gracias a Dios por permitirme estar aquí en esta mañana, compartiendo con todos los hermanos aquí reunidos.
I'm thankful to God to be here to share with all the brothers and sisters in Christ.
Creo que ya mis hermanos han hablado suficiente.
I think my sister and brother have already shared enough.
Entonces yo voy a agradecer por la posibilidad que tiene la Fraternidad de Iglesias Bautistas de Cuba de tener hermanamientos aquí en los Estados Unidos.
So I want to have a special word of thanks between the Alliance of Baptists here and the fraternity that we can have sister churches and partnerships.
En esta visita hemos tenido la posibilidad de compartir con hermanos que nos han visitado, de visitar sus casas, sus iglesias.
We've been able to visit here people who've been to Cuba and see them in their churches.
Y nos han permitido ver que nosotros estamos en su presencia, en sus corazones.
And we can see that the love of Cuban friends is here present among you all and the other churches that we've visited.
Hay dos cosas que me gustaría destacar.
And so there are two examples I want to give.
Una es en mi visita a mi iglesia hermana, tuve un compartir con hermanos que habían visitado a Cuba.
And so in my sister church, ¿dónde está?
In Norfolk, Virginia.
Her sister church is in Norfolk, Virginia. And so there was, ¿qué dijiste que pasó en?
Compartir con hermanos que habían visitado Cuba.
So they were sharing with people from her sister church who'd been to Cuba.
Y en sus testimonios decían los cambios que habían tenido sus vidas al visitar, conocernos y compartir con nosotros.
And they talked about how their journey of faith had been changed due to their visit to Cuba.
El otro testimonio es al llegar aquí a esta iglesia a conocer al pastor.
And so my second example is when we came here and I met your pastor.
Algo que impactó mi corazón fue cuando visité el aula de los niños.
And something that touched my heart was when I went to the children's classroom.
Ver los dibujos de la iglesia de los niños de La Vallita.
I saw the pictures that the children from La Vallita, our sister church, had given to us on the wall in there.
Adornando las paredes de esa aula.
That are in the on the yeah on the and it's on the it's on a sheet in there and yeah it's like a mural.
Son cosas sencillas pero que tienen un valor muy grande para nosotros.
They're simple things, but they have a great, powerful value to us.
Quiero también agradecer por la posibilidad de estos hermanamientos, de construir juntos, de caminar juntos en un camino de paz, de amor, de justicia.
And so I'm very grateful that through these partnerships we can walk together a path of love and justice and peace.
También llevo en mi corazón dos testimonios de dos hermanos.
And so I have two other testimonies of two church members.
En la conferencia de la paz.
Oh, from they also attended the Baptist Peace Fellowship where we were with them.
Cuando nosotros compartíamos el trabajo de la fraternidad.
When we were sharing about the work of the fraternity of churches in Cuba.
En la integración se le preguntó a cada persona qué conocía de Cuba.
And so we asked in a small group, what do you all know about Cuba?
Y habían dos hermanos que tenían hermanamientos en Cuba.
Oh, and there were two people there who had sister churches in Cuba.
La hermana April.
También. Yeah, uh-huh. There was a friend named April.
De hermana de la iglesia de Santa Clara.
And her sister churches in Santa Clara.
Dijo que dejó parte de su corazón en Cuba.
She said that she had left part of her heart in Cuba.
Y el hermano John.
And another man named John.
Dijo que de Cuba lo que recordaba era la hospitalidad y el amor.
And what he remembered was the hospitality and the love.
Quiero dar un saludo de nuestras iglesias en Cuba.
I want to give you a greeting from all the churches in Cuba.
De la Fraternidad de Iglesias Bautistas, de la directiva.
From the fraternity, which is like the association or the convention, and from the leadership of the fraternity.
Y agradecer la acogida que han tenido con nosotros aquí.
And
la acogida, el recibimiento,
and
la hospitalidad que han tenido con nosotros.
And thank you for the hospitality that we have received here.
Okay. Gracias.
Thank you.
I think for those of us that have been part of this Cuba partnership, for those that have traveled to Cuba, for those who have heard stories about Cuba, for those who have helped to receive our brothers and sisters from Cuba here, we would all say in unison that our hearts have become intertwined and have become united. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to hear from our brother and sisters this morning, and for the words that they have shared, and so thankful for the partnership that we have, and for your visit with us this week, as it has been an encouragement. You know, this month in our church, just our church life, we've been looking and are beginning to look at stories in Jesus' teaching about how we deal with our enemies. In Sunday school, even this morning, we looked at a passage from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says that if an enemy hits you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. If an enemy takes your cloak, your tunic, give him your cloak as well. If he compels you to go 1 mile, go two. And in each of these situations, Jesus is not teaching us how to be a punching bag, how to try to get beat up, or how to be a dupe that gets taken advantage of, or how to be a doormat for others to walk on. Instead, Jesus is teaching us how to bring together those who were far off, and how to turn our enemies into our equals, those that might have oppressed us. But it's more than that, because I think ultimately Jesus is teaching us how to turn our enemies into our neighbors. Or maybe it's more than that. Maybe Jesus is teaching us how to turn our enemies into our friends. But maybe it's even more, how to turn our enemies into our brothers and our sisters, to our family. As has already been discussed a little this morning, it's 53 or so years ago that the U.S. government enacted a trade embargo against the country of Cuba. And in doing so, our government sought to tell us, these are who your enemies are. This is how they should be treated. And it's unfortunate but true that many of us over the years, sometimes because of choice, sometimes because of just pure ignorance, we bought into that. We bought into that. And it's services like this and opportunities like this that remind us that Jesus teaches a different way. A way that's reflected in the words of the Apostle Paul when he says, God reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Or similar to what he said in the book of Ephesians, for Christ is our peace. In him, in his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us, and reconciled both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death the hostility through it. It's gatherings like this that demonstrate to the world that the kingdom of God is greater than any kingdom of this world. And the truth that Jesus was right when he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. So open your eyes and look for it. It's when we gather together as one body to worship one Christ, to lift one voice, that the words of the Apostle Paul become more than just hollow platitudes, but they become flesh and blood and living monuments of truth. These words that say, in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no Jew or Greek. There is no slave or free. There is no male or female. There is no Cuban or American. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. As we close our service today, I'm going to invite you, let's do something it's symbolic, but it's important. The truth is that we gather together as one body. We gather together to worship our God and to be a testimony to the world, to be a living monument to the world that there is a greater kingdom that unites us together. So Daniel's going to come and the band's going to come and we're going to sing. We're going to stand together, and I'm going to invite you to kind of scoot towards the middle. Grab the hand of somebody next to you, and we're going to sing together. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. They will know we are Christians by our love. So let's stand together. Let's scoot towards the middle. Grab the hand of somebody next to you. And as we sing this together, let this be our proclamation to the world. Let this be our proclamation to our governments. Let this be our proclamation to all, that the power of Christ is greater than any power, any other power. That the body of Christ can unite people who once were far off, and that all are welcome here. If you want to grab an instrument, if you can play an instrument with a foot, maybe, or with a hand. But let's sing together as we proclaim this truth.